As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of degeneracy. Good morning.
One down, two to go for that 3-game win streak.
We are your home for Rocky baseball.
So how many times, to be fair to us, how many times have we talked about this Rockies losing streak?
Once.
It was just yesterday.
That was yesterday at 7:20.
And then what happened?
They won, but the issue was I woke up and I had a bunch of people going, "Hey, Ken, you lost me money." I went, whoa, wait a minute. I was very stern during the segment yesterday morning. Go back to your free Odyssey app and listen. I was very stern during that 7:20 segment that I wasn't going to touch the Marlins series because they're playing the Marlins, which Mitch told me before the show, I guess it was at 98% empty. Their stadium was last night at Florida, at Miami. The Colorado Rockies won their 10th game of the season. They're 10-50. They had an 8-game losing streak going into that. And I said, "Oh, it's the Marlins. The Marlins are terrible too. Like, I don't want to mess with the Marlins." They have the Mets coming up, the Braves, or the Giants, then the Braves. Like, you're playing some proud teams and a couple of good ones there. I mean, San Francisco is good. The NL West is pretty good, except for the Colorado Rockies. And I had said I wouldn't touch the Marlins series, and apparently people heard what they wanted to hear, and they touched the Marlins series. And now, listen, if you put 100 down yesterday, that means you lost your 100, right? Plus the juice, plus the VIG. So maybe you lost like $102, $105 maybe, depending on how it all goes. You can't tell me, guys, if you keep going against the Colorado Rockies, you're not going to turn out with a profit in the end. Now you're in the hole. You got to make it back.
Yesterday was a bad time to start.
It was a bad time to start.
And I could understand if you took that money out of the coffee can. You're like, "Man, I heard the two bozos in the morning, but they made a compelling case." I did the math. And I'm like, "Man, I could have made 10 grand over the last however many weeks had I just have gone with this tried and true formula." So I'm just going to sneak it away. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to break open that piggy bank, and we are off to the races. And then they were white knuckling yesterday as, who was it here? Hunter Goodman goes yard 400-foot bombs on two separate occasions yesterday to help the Rockies get off the schneid. What was the losing streak?
8.
It was at 8.
8 games.
And then how many shows in the country yesterday do you think we're talking about not only the Rockies losing guaranteed, it's what a great bet this was, but that was also the first time they talked about it.
I'm willing to bet the Rockies. I mean, it is June. We are getting into the swoon months.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe
it's off season.
Maybe it was. Because it came, it's just like, whoa, if you put money down, it just came out of nowhere. And now I am doing the full degenerate thing. I'm like, well, if you keep putting money down now on the Rockies, like, you're bound to win. There's no way they're going to turn into like the 69 Mets, guys. Right. You're going to end up ahead.
Well, furthermore, what would have happened? What do you think the
play
line?
Your own risk.
You're going to run out of money.
Play your own
hold
risk.
Hold on now. What do you think the live betting odds yesterday were after the first inning when the Marlins had a 3-1 lead, or after the second inning when they had a 4-1 lead?
Oh my gosh, had a 4-1 lead.
So what do you think the live betting odds were then? Do you think someone went back to the coffee can and they're like, all right, Colorado got a run. They scratched out a run in the top of the first. But then the Marlins came a storming back to the delight of at least 75 people in attendance to take the 4-1 lead. Now you're cooking, but then the odds are worse for you. Are we pointing out
well, you
why?
Might as well. If you put 100 on one, put 40 the other way, you should break even at some point, right?
Oh, you talk about hedging.
Yeah.
What if you just put 50 on them then?
That's what Austin does.
But that's what I mean. If you did the live betting option on that, now you're down even more, and now you've got more room to make up.
Well, if you get the 50, but if you put 50, it's like, all right, my investment's $150, $160, depending on the juice. So I get like $160. All right, but I made 40 back. If I keep doing it and they go on another 8-game losing streak, I've made all the money back.
That's what you're banking on.
You sound like a crazy person.
I made all the money back. You can't tell me I didn't make all the money back. I've done the math right here in front of everybody. I've made the money back.
That's how this becomes the Anthony Lima show.
Why? What are you trying to say? I lose all my money in my life because of the Rockies?
Oh, maybe.
So tonight,
at least they'd be doing something worthwhile. Good God.
Tonight you've got, this is an interesting one. Now this is certainly dangerous proposition. Tanner Gordon is the starter tonight.
Okay. Ah, yes.
Young Tanner, he's 27, from Champaign, Illinois. Maybe he knows the Deacon family.
Oh, How far away is Champaign from Streeter?
He has started 3 games this year.
Right where Illinois is.
Yeah.
He's 1-2 this year. His ERA is 4.2. But right. Look on the flip side of that coin. The Marlins are going to battle with Sandy Alcantara. 8.47 ERA.
8.47.
Do we have a line on tonight's game?
No, wait a minute. What is he? $847.
What is he on the season though? Hold on.
The Marlins are still favored tonight.
Hold on.
Despite all of that.
Now we're. This is getting in depth. Hold on. Should we bet the Rockies to win?
Should we do an about face and throw everything we know and everything we talked about yesterday? You know what?
This is dumb. This is so damn dumb.
I am betting the Rockies to win tonight. I've switched.
Sandy Alcantara.
I've gone against every fiber of my being, everything I know to be true about the Colorado Rockies. I think tonight might even be a guaranteed win.
Can I get him at home?
Are you calling it right now?
I'm calling it, Kenny.
All right,
if you want to go against me, you can.
Hold on.
I'm going Rockies.
Can I tell you something here before you shoot your mouth off?
Just keep putting money in.
He is much better at home. Marlins are at home. Sandy Alcantara he has a 5.74 ERA. He's 2-3 at home. All right? He has a 12.81 ERA away from whatever they call the Marlins Stadium. It's a night game, though. He has an 11.25 ERA at night.
Oof.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm flipped. You guys tell me if it's a bad time to flip. I think I'm getting off the Marlins losing.
Sandy's due.
I'm getting off the bandwagon, and now I'm picking. This is going to be two in a row. They've only done that once this year. Rockies have won two in a row one time this year.
Last time out. Oh, yeah, oh boy. Last time out against the Padres, who are good. Yeah, he gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned in 4 innings. Yeah, ain't been a good season for old Sanders here. ain't been very good. He is good for about 4 innings a game, four and two thirds.
Who are you going with? Are you assuming they're going to get back to their losing ways, or are you saying this is a rare time when a team that's been humiliated, it has been widely criticized, that this is their coming out party?
Well, I think it's only safe to assume that if you win one game, you might win two games.
That's how you build a streak.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
So let's put it all on the rocket.
Kenny, what are you going to do?
Sandy Alcantara is going to throw a complete game shutout, and they're going to play this audio for him, and that's going to be why. It's like two radio guys. They inspired me up in Cleveland.
And then I will have been on the wrong side back to back.
Two DJs.
I'm willing to bet even more money that Sandy Alcantara, that's the first time his name has ever been spoken on these airwaves.
No.
29-year-old righty.
No, I bet you Phelps did it before.
Oh, really? You really think he did? No. He's been in the majors for a while. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you certainly have some decisions to make.
Now, I'm ready to adopt the Rockies.
Stay away from the whole
team. As my National League team.
You just, okay, for entertainment purposes only. We got it. Mitch, you got to do the math. Congratulations. Mitch, you're going to do it. So what would it be? I would have lost 100 last night, right? If I put it down, what?
You put 100 down and then you lost the bet. It's yes, all, you'd lose okay. $100.
I'm just making sure. I just want to make
they
sure how this all works.
They would not give it back to you and go,
whoops. They wouldn't give you some of it?
Wait a minute. You don't get first bet forgiveness with Owens?
Not in my book.
Owens' book?
Oh, a breakfast ball, if you will.
The mulligan. There's definitely places out there that give it.
What do they say on that show? Lateral Hazard?
The Lateral Hazard show. Okay. So now I'm down 100. All right. So in fake money, in fake on-air stuff, I'm going to put another 100 down right now.
On which side?
Colorado. Sandy Alcantara is going to be in Alcatraz with how bad he's going to be pitching coming up today. Boom shakalaka, taking the Colorado Rockies. Wait a minute. No. I'm betting on the Rockies.
You're betting on the Rockies.
I'm betting on the Rockies. Yeah, okay, fine. What the hell?
All right, so this show has
you flip-flopped already.
We have pulled off a full flip-flop.
Because, hey, wins and losses come in bunches.
The Rockies are winning hearts and minds.
The Rockies have exactly one two-game winning streak. Yep. This is where they make it two.
Okay.
I believe in you, Colorado.
Would you like to guarantee it?
Nope.
I
absolutely not. This is fake money, and this is summer hack.
I think so you that's have where to you guarantee go. It.
No, I'm not guaranteeing a damn thing. No, it means even less.
But if some kindergarten teacher in Boulder right now called up and said, well, my kids want to hear you say it, you'd do it.
I probably would. Feel bad about that. Those kids out of school yet? Yeah, it's summertime for them.
My kids are still in school.
Those poor kids. I felt bad about guaranteeing. It was a total non-guarantee. I did it just because the lady asked me to. And then they went and they lost to Vegas. And now they're going to play Vegas again, and they'll probably lose at Vegas again. Because that's the way she goes. Good morning, everybody. Do you want to discuss the abject stupidity of the possible trade that ESPN threw out there of the Cavaliers?
Boy, there have been a lot of I don't even know. I was going to say fun trades.
It is convoluted, man.
They're fun because of the crazy names that are switching teams. This is not your run-of-the-mill pedestrian trade machine operation here.
Does it feel like silly season finally in the NBA and the first time for us in how long?
Which is bizarre because basically everyone's telling you no trades are possible right now when teams are in the double apron.
Yeah, it is. It's very silly. So
let's worry about that in July.
Yeah.
ESPN has it. I mean, it's on their front page. This is something. Where you would trade, it would be a four-team mega trade. The Mavericks get Donovan Mitchell. The Lakers get Jared Allen.
Oh, okay. God.
Okay. We get number one overall, Javon Carter, Gabe Vincent.
Him and Max Strus reunited.
I'd rather have sweet Gene Vincent. Maxi Kleber, PJ Washington actually might not be that bad.
It was a nice addition for the Mavericks last year.
Might fill a nice role. Might fill a night role. Daniel Gafford. And so we would hit the rights to Cooper Flag. The Bulls get Dalton Kinect and Caleb Martin. And that's how that all works out. I mean, this is a real piece of journalism that's written here. It's from their insiders. I'm not making this up off the top of my head.
So we're handing the keys to Evan Mobley and then saying bring the young draft pick, the number one overall pick, Cooper Flagg, to the party.
According to this, and again, it just says NBA insiders, which means none of them wanted to put their name on this.
And I don't believe they believe this.
No. It says Cleveland builds a new trio of stars with Flagg, Mobley, and Darius Garland, none of them older than 25. For now, the Cavaliers should be able to remain competitive in the East thanks to depth and defensive front court of Flagg, Mobley, and either Gafford or Washington would be one of the NBA's best on defense, while sliding Max Strus to guard would give Cleveland more size in the backcourt. The trade must be completed by June 30th. You better get it
done. Well,
they
got to get going then.
Yeah.
They better start talking about this.
Because Mitchell's extension kicks in and his salary jumps from $35.4 to $46.4 million. That's where we're at.
We'd be a little more athletic, a little longer. Actually, a lot longer.
Would Nico Harrison do it again?
No.
I'm just wondering. He was crazy enough to do it the first time.
I know. That's the one thing you got to remember in all these conversations about the Dallas Mavericks and the number one overall pick is that they do have the one guy crazy enough that you could believe it.
Yeah.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to the reports on one Browns player potentially needing an extended stay or an extended recovery later on this upcoming season. But for now, we're talking about the current Browns who were at Westwood yesterday for the 25th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Among those speaking yesterday, head coach Kevin Stefanski talking about Shedeur Sanders getting 11-on-11 reps going into this offseason.
I would say there's a lot of work that gets done when you guys aren't out there, believe it or not. Been in a meeting or in a walkthrough, just our guys are getting exposed to a lot. I know in our day and age, one clip or one day or one practice can be all that gets out there to the public. I would tell you the guys are working extremely hard. They're doing everything that we're asked of them, and we're very excited about all of our guys. I know a lot of attention goes to that quarterback room. I get it. That's the most important position in football, but I'm really proud of all the guys for how hard they're working really throughout this offseason.
What I think, even though there was really no direction given there, what I would think here, hearing Kevin Stefanski, is I hope that hearing him and hearing Joel Bitonio, it's kind of a throwback to what I've been saying here over the offseason, because I want to be right. Like, I don't know how many games they're going to win, like probably five, maybe six, but I think they're going to kind of line up and run the ball and try to eliminate turnovers. It sounds like it's such a simple thing, but it's exactly what the name of the game is supposed to be, and it's the basis for trying to win anything and not get in your own way.
Well, it's also the way they probably have to play until they figure out, you know, if any of their young quarterbacks have any kind of a certain set of skills that kind of allows the offense to blossom over time, right? I mean,
yeah,
you can have high hopes for rookies no matter where they're drafted, whether it's second overall, third round, fifth round, or whether it's a guy who's, you know, on his third team since he's been into the league and was a first-round pick in Kenny Pickett. But the reality is, until you see how they can actually execute an offense and then see if it's capable of being expanded, I think it does make sense to build a football team around running the football at this stage.
Well, going over from the Browns news yesterday, there was also a report from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports talking about a former Browns player potentially needing an extended recovery for into the 2026 season. This is former Browns offensive lineman Jedrick Wills, who made the business decision last year to sit out one of the Browns' later season games dealing with a knee injury. The report now saying that Wills plans to sit out most, if not all, of the 2025 season to fully recover from his injuries. Obviously, his career in Cleveland likely coming to a close here, but is there any chance that if you have this longer recovery that you can build upon it for the next team?
I think that there's a possibility that he's done. I really do. You've had a couple of knee surgeries there. It was late in the process when you got it done. I think there's a possibility that that's over, Tone. I listen, I know a lot of people don't really care for Jed Wills here, but in all honesty, it's certainly not hopeful. I don't want him to play for the Browns again, to be honest with you, but I don't want to see him end his career after 5 years.
Yeah, first-round pick. Most first-round picks get at least, even if they're a bust, even if they're considered a bust, they almost always get a second opportunity just because there's a reason you were a first-round pick. You either hit certain physical traits or you projected to be something. And, you know, it's not like all the tape is bad for Jed Wills, right?
No.
I mean,
No, there's flashes.
We were always looking for some morsel, grain of playability.
But there's also your daily false start, your weekly false start, your weekly holding call. And there were times where, he was. And by the way, you kind of want to see if he comes back just so he can play right tackle. I want to see what he does at right tackle and see if this has all been a miss a misplaying of where he should be. Because, you know, a lot of people had that theory going, well, and I brought it up to you several times. I know that you could sit there and talk about his athleticism, and I know guys are switching between positions more, but, man, you can't just sit there and plug and play guys just because they're thick. Their footwork has to all match up. There's a lot of things that you have to take into account there. And maybe...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He was thrown off. I don't know if he should be thrown off for 5 years for crying out loud, but maybe he was thrown off a little bit.
But now he's made $34 million and... You know, most people would say, okay, give me $34 million. I can make that work with some wise investments. I don't necessarily have to go back to a game that, you know, the question has been about him, fairly or unfairly, because we don't really know these guys. We just look at body language and we look at, you know, how you are on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But
gets a pension, so he's got that coming to him at some point.
And the thought...
He'll put it all on the Rockies.
He could bet some baseball.
He'll put it on the Rockies if he wants to.
But the thought...
Well, if he still wants to play football, I wouldn't be betting on anything, just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
But the thought has been that he has never really liked football. Well, now we'll put that to the test because he's got a clearly difficult rehab in front of him that has not really gotten off to a great start. And he's got no guaranteed money left, right?
Yeah.
So we'll find. I mean, that'll tell us all we need to know about whether he likes football or not, because he's got $34 million that he's earned to this point. And if he truly did not like football, it'd be an easy decision for him.
Very true. Go ahead, Mitch.
Well, I'll just say one more stat before I get to the next one. 45 games he's played over the first 3 years of his career. Last two, 13 games. Going from that over to the world of basketball, we had Greg Swartz on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the potential future of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Donovan Mitchell. We kind of touched on the potential blockbuster trade that the ESPN insiders put up, but he also talked about the future for Donovan and whether or not an opt-out or a trade could be coming in the future due to certain finances.
He set up this contract where he would have 10 years of service. If he opts out of that,
and then he can sign for 35% of the salary cap. And in a couple years, 35% of the salary cap is going to be a lot of money. It's a no-brainer if you sign Donovan Mitchell to a three-year, $150 million extension. But when he's asking for $70 million a year, I have real pause giving Donovan Mitchell, as good as he is he going to be worth that moving forward, especially when he's in his 30s? So yeah, I think next offseason is when you start having those trade conversations with other teams.
I understand that there's concern, but what first, if you don't make any moves, when's your first round pick? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Well,
you're cleaned out.
Yeah,
in so many ways.
They can't even move one.
Yeah. So if you want to be competitive
until like 2031,
yeah, if you want to be competitive, man, like you're basically forced to sign him. So I understand, like, hey, $70 million a year, it's unbelievable. And that would seem like a gross overpayment for a lot of people. But if you're trying to be a competitive basketball team, if you let him go, like, is he going to be worth first-round picks? Yeah, he's going to be worth first-round picks. But again, who's going to pick up that salary if they're going to pick up that salary? So
a few years ago,
you really don't have much of a choice.
Yeah, a few years ago, under the old rules, I would have said, oh, you'll have 10 teams line up for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
In today's landscape with the new CBA and the second apron and 35% of the cap at 70 plus million, when he's going to be getting into his 30s, and that's when the player he's compared to the most, Dwayne Wade, that's when he started to lose that athleticism and his game dropped off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was better than Donovan Mitchell, was more athletic than Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
But he played the game a very risky way. And we've seen Donovan at the end of these seasons limping to the finish. I don't know that there'd be many teams at all lining up to not only trade assets for him, but then have to turn around and pay him 70 plus million a year.
It seems like you're stuck. And he's paying him $70 million better than giving him away for free.
And again, remember, he didn't do what Jalen Brunson did. Jalen Brunson took the discount so that they could build around him even more, and they ended up getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. They've got their issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think in the next iteration, Donovan Mitchell is going to take not only a pay cut, but also to stay in Cleveland?
Probably not. Probably not. Go ahead, Mitch.
Oh, I want to make sure I get this right. 2030, I believe, is the next time the Cavaliers will income a first-round pick. Then 2031 as well.
That's still a long ways away.
Back to the world of football yesterday, the reveal of the Madden 2026 cover featuring Philadelphia Eagles running back Saquon Barkley, immortalized with his iconic reverse hurdle in the Kelly Green Philadelphia Eagles jersey. An image I think ranks among, no matter what you think of the Madden game itself, ranks among some of the best covers that Madden has put out recently. And you talk about Saquon being immortalized as an Eagle, not a Giant. This furthers it.
I just want to point it out, and you're right about that, but there's no Madden curse. It's a video game.
That's been off the table, I think, for over a decade.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I heard Pat
it
Boyle.
It was on the table about 40 minutes
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I heard Pat Boyle in his update saying that, oh, the Madden curse is alive and well. I go, you don't know that.
But we've had guys break records since then. Calvin Johnson, after getting on the cover in 13, broke the receiving yards record. So I don't think it's automatic like it may have been in the 2000s.
Who puts a hex on an NFL football
game?
Who
said the Madden curse operates in that year? It could come 2 to 3 to 8 years. Eventually, all these guys end up dying, too. That's the one thing you'll notice about the Madden curse. Everybody who's on the Madden cover, they will eventually die. And so that you got to wonder, is that a part of the curse?
That was the big joke back in 2013 when Barry Sanders made the Madden 25 cover and people thought he was going to get hit by a bus next. Yeah, that was the big joke. It's like when the Madden curse was really a thing. Because he was on the cover years after his retirement, like back in 2013.
Hit by a bus.
No, that's what I'm saying is that's a joke. People thought something was going to happen to Barry Sanders since he wasn't playing football at that point.
It could be lightning. It could be anything.
It's the black spot. They stuff it in your hand and walk away. Go ahead.
Well, that's it for about last night.
Oh, outstanding. All right, Mitch. He was going to say that's the end of the segment. Okay, fantastic.
People are interested in our game. It's the NFL. That's the beauty of what we do. Everybody's interested in what we're doing. What it speaks to, I think the question speaks to, is competition. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about. If we're competing for a job like we are at certain positions, that's all in the spirit of what our game is about.
That's Kevin Stefanski. He's not bothered by the QB question. Zach Jackson has plenty of questions. He'll join us at 8:02. We'll ask him about one quarterback in particular. That was Kevin Stefanski on with Baskin and Phelps yesterday at their golf outing. You can hear more at 92.3thefan.com. Tone, you had an observation yesterday right at the end of the show.
Yeah, I saw this come in. Cap savings for the Browns. Let's get excited, folks. Post-June 1 cuts of Juan Thornhill. Remember him?
Yeah.
Dalvin Tomlinson. Remember him?
Can I just say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to steer the thing into the culvert here. What's this stuff people keep forwarding me of Juan Thornhill trying to troll Browns fans on Twitter because he plays for the Steelers now, right? Juan Thornhill got picked up by the Steelers?
Is he doing that?
Is that who he got picked up by?
I do not follow Juan Thornhill.
I didn't have anything against Juan Thornhill. You know that people are going to talk trash at you. You were a disappointment in Cleveland. You were another bad signing.
Yeah, isn't that what he's inviting?
Yeah. I mean, he had more social media posts than he had tackles or any big impactful plays
at all.
He does
have a tattoo of Brownie.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to get that one covered up. Like, I last month, I had a bunch of people forwarding me stuff. I go, what is this? And I'm like, I forgot that Juan Thornhill signed with the Steelers. I know he's got to get his own fan base going, but it's like, buddy, you got to get your career going because you were a massive disappointment here. Go ahead.
I mean, totally agree.
Thank you.
Are people even celebrating that signing there in Pittsburgh?
I don't know if they celebrate anything that isn't a new quarterback anymore. I have no idea what they celebrate over there.
All right, so after those two post-June 1 cuts, the Browns now have $21.4 million in cap space. Folks, anybody better at manipulating the cap than this regime in the NFL?
I would say no, Tone. Is that what you wanted me to say to you? I'll say what you want me to say so it sets you up perfectly. So go ahead.
You know, there have been these, I don't even know if they've been battles. You know what? They have been battles because every time this is said, it all started with obviously when they went and got Deshaun Watson. There were some of the national media that said you have to be good in this amount of time or the cap is going to kill you guys. You're going to suffocate from under the weight of this because that's just too much money to have tied up. And, you know, one of the best defensive players, if not the best defensive player in the entire league. You got a bunch of high-paid guys at some very important positions.
Yeah.
You know, weren't even guys that Andrew Berry necessarily drafted. These were guys that John Dorsey had either traded for or had signed. So the whole point was that Andrew Berry was playing chess while everybody was playing checkers. And now it's kind of funny because, you know, they went 3-14. They're not a Super Bowl contender anymore. PFF has you as the worst roster in football. Vegas has you as one of the worst teams in the NFL. But I did see some people yesterday still taking some victory laps over arguments 3 years ago.
That can't be possible.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's the Andrew Berry advantage.
That can't be possible. I can't. Not on this God's green earth anymore. Again, I am tired of judging them by anything other than wins. It's been six. We're getting ready for year six. I can't judge on trends any longer. He did well with his cap. Whatever. It doesn't matter. That is like, I know that you are friends with a lot of people who are, and to be honest with you, I am too, the same people who are very analytically driven, who support their analytical views, and that's fine. I'm fine with that, but sometimes I think that the argument over the type of things that they've done with their cap, with how they scout, with how they go about their entire system, and their order of operations, I think that gets lost in the, man, it's as simple as Bill Parcells said years ago, up there, that's a scoreboard. Up there, that's, they keep score up there. That's where it is. That's the end all be all, right up there. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of judging them by anything other than wins. And fans got to be tired of it too. Like the talk and stuff like that, that's got to stop. Charts and graphs and all that stuff, it's got to stop. That's what people whip those things out when they're trying to explain away failure. Like, I'm sure Howie Roseman has a lot of the same order of operations that the Browns do. He doesn't have to bring out any chart. He's just trusting. Because they have won Super Bowls now.
Just pull out the Lombardi.
That's all they have. Again, that's all they have to do. So I can look at Andrew Berry and say, you're a smart guy, and I like you, but I got to judge you by your wins at some point.
This is
what you've done with this roster.
It's also an odd thing to point to on the day that the Jedrick Wills story comes out.
Yes.
When you really think about it, because obviously what matters more than anything, including salary cap manipulation, is that you draft well. This run has come to an end because they didn't draft well enough. It's not just the quarterback stuff. Yes, quarterback stuff is immense, but you could even rebound, especially if you're so good at cap manipulation and management. You could rebound if you had a roster that was still loaded for bear. I look at their drafts. What tough decisions have they had to make? Like, we always talk about the tough spots you're put in with the cap situation in the NFL. Well, that's if you have to pay a bunch of guys. Who are the draft picks that they have to pay? They didn't draft well enough. Who are the guys? Yeah, they signed their own players that were from, again, either John Dorsey's drafts or the trades, like Wyatt Teller. Joel Bitonio was not an Andrew Berry situation. JOK would have been the guy. Unfortunately, JOK's out.
Yes.
You know, and who knows if he ever plays football again for the Browns. That was a great draft pick. That's not Andrew Berry's fault. That's just really bad luck.
Like, I look at this and I see what's going on with this football team. And again, I know you get real tired of the Eagles comparisons and stuff like that. I just go from the very best to where we're at. People roll their eyes. They're trying to be like the Eagles. Like, they are cut from the same cloth. His brother works for the Eagles. He used to work for the Eagles. I get what you're trying to do. But when push comes to shove, you're just not making the same decisions in the end that what the Eagles are able to do. Now, they have some flexibility. They have a quarterback that we know is not the tippy top of what the NFL quarterbacks are. So he's not paid at the tippy top of what NFL quarterbacks are, even though he's a nicely paid quarterback. But when you get a system going, and he's got 6 years now going into this, you have time to get a bit of a system going. When you get a system going, it's easier to let some of these guys go. You know, when you talk about the Browns have signed their own guys, it's not a tough decision because you haven't had a lot. Like, I look at the Eagles. Milton Williams goes. The Eagles are fine because they know they have guys who they can install. Josh Sweat goes. The Eagles are fine. They've drafted guys who then they will insert into the starting lineup, and they have full faith and confidence that those guys are going to be able to fill the bill on their defense. With us, we hold on to these guys like Grim Death. Let's call it what it is. I mean, Joel Bitonio is going to be playing. Hopefully, he'll be able to have a full tank by the beginning of the year, but I'm going to be worried about his health halfway through the season, I'm sure. We're talking about the end for Joel Bitonio here. Where's your replacement that everybody is feeling good about? Zach Zinter is coming off a major injury. You had to put him in a different position because of injury there. I have DeJuan Jones, who looks really good right now, but I'm worried about his future because of the injuries that have ended his first two seasons. Like, you can go on and on about this. So we can be champions posing over money saved when it's not our money. That's the only thing that we have to hold on to because the rest of it hasn't been that good. Ken, you're 3-14 last year. You have nothing to brag about.
And coming off a playoff appearance, let's go back into last year's offseason. Okay, with all the savvy cap manipulation, what were the big free agency signings? And again, we know you don't want to build your team through free agency. That's never the best idea in this sport. But if you're saying that was your Super Bowl window, you're coming off a playoff appearance, you feel like you're not that many pieces away. What were the free agency signings? What did they do with all the cap space?
I just got done
that
complaining
the genius
about
was able to secure.
What time period are you talking about?
I'm talking about after the Flacco run. What were the big free agency signings?
Quentin Richardson, which I liked, and then that thing went straight to hell. I'm going to have dead air because I can't think about it right now.
They didn't. And again, you don't want to build your team through free agency. You got to do it in the draft.
Quentin Jefferson. I said Quentin Richardson. That's where I was having a brain fart. Sorry. I like that, and I can't even say his name right now.
Well, it just goes to show they didn't have it.
No, and they never got the top, the prizes. Remember, they were always getting like the sixth defensive end, right? Well, they weren't getting the top.
Yeah, but if you
part of that was it the cap? I don't know. But in the end, the whole cap space thing seems like a silly thing that we argued about. For what reason? They signed all their guys, and then went 3-14. Maybe they weren't worth signing.
Yeah, because we were trying to find something happy in the past. And when this station started in 2011, I was a champion of cap space. And oh my God, look at the hundreds of millions of dollars we have in cap space. You didn't have to pay a quarterback. Well, now you pay a quarterback he's not going to be available to you this year. You have to pay that guy. And I understand, well, they're such wizards and it's only going to cost you $1 million. Again, where do we finally say the buck stops? Where do we finally say it? Because all this, you have to admit, this regime, it's gone from blame to blame to blame to blame over different failures over the course of time. There's been little successes. There's been two playoff appearances, and I'm happy to have two playoff appearances, but I think any NFL fan would demand more and would want more to at least get to the playoffs, to be a contending team over and over and over again instead of whatever the plan has been, because you've had a couple of successes, but a whole lot of things where, okay, this year it was Baker's fault. Okay, this year it was the offensive coordinator's fault. But, you know, you got the... Okay, this year it was our quarterback was suspended. Okay, this year was our quarterback was hurt. Okay, this year was... Like, what is it? What is it? Well, it's eventually going to be like, hey, you know what? You won this many games and you get to stay. Or you lost this many games and I'm sorry. Like, it's got to come down to that at some point. I think that's the base of a lot of frustration for a lot of Browns fans. Where is it where the winning, where I know it's supposed to be the most important thing, but where is it? When are we going to get to that line? It has to be this. And remember this, I'm not asking for the world and neither are you. I'm on record many times. You win 7 games, that's much better than 3. You have a tough schedule. Everybody's terrified of the schedule. So if you win 7 games, I'm not saying you're fired. You've over doubled your win total from 2023. That's not asking for the world. In fact, some people would say, Kenny, that's pretty sad. Fair. Yeah, that I'm only asking for 7 wins to make sure everybody's safe. If you think that's sad, I don't have a fight. Because there's so many times where you ask me, Ken, can you make a case for Andrew Berry right now? And I go, I'd rather not start the upheaval before. But as of right now, you're looking at two first-round picks next year, and you're looking at probably still another quarterback. Are you going to trust that guy to make that choice? More than likely not. So wins are going to have to factor in the most in anything because we're just at the end of it. You know, me was keeping him. Now, you've got to the point where I've went from confidence in him to I want to hold on to him because I don't want to start the clock early on somebody when they're starting behind the eight ball. And you go another year, if this just goes belly up, you get another year clear of the massive contract that you have to clear, which we all know what we're talking about.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.